New year, new feature, the Jackson 5 coming up at 8:45 on today's show. Bitter cold out this morning, Curtis, and for a while, right?
Yeah.
With the polar vortex.
Yeah, put the heat on. Get it ready. It's going to be around for at least a week.
Well, we're going to talk to Jelani Tavai on the final Patriots Friday of this season coming up in about 15 minutes at 7:20. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where should we start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, we could begin with DeMarcus Covington. As you mentioned earlier, Covington talked about his relationship with Keon White, especially with Keon White's comments as of late.
He suggested that there needed to be a change or changes.
Yes. So here was DeMarcus Covington talking about Keon White.
I'm already connected with Keon. So that's how I look at it. Like, I'm connected with Keon. There was no disconnect from me and Keon. So I think Keon, we continue to work every single day like we did yesterday. Going to work today on the practice field. We already done that in the meeting room. We're going to go out there on Sunday, do the same thing. So like I said, I love Keon. We have a great relationship. Like, you talk about a guy that come to my house, you know, eat Thanksgiving with me. Like, so as far as like, those different type of things, I think theirs can be one narrative then another narrative. He's trying to do what I'm trying to do, win. All right, he's trying to do what y'all wanted to see, win. So that's the beauty of the game. There's always the, like, that's why I like, you like to talk to people face to face on things, because just like when you text, like, you never know how that is interpreted.
Okay. Well, so everything's fine because they had Thanksgiving dinner together. Okay.
Yeah. That's right. The one thing I hate about the NFL and I hate about football in general is there's way too much capping going on. Just be straight up with us. That's what I loved about Parcells and Belichick. Stop it. Keon White clearly has an issue with the way that he feels like you're utilizing his skill set as a coach.
And I'm guessing the defense in general.
Yeah. So, I mean, the system, the scheme, whatever it is.
Yeah.
When a player, and I asked Mayo about this, because when a player says there needs to be changes, he's not talking about personnel. He's talking about coaching, whether it's his position coach, whether it's the defensive coordinator or the head coach. So, clearly, there's an issue. And then I'll say this, though, to Keon White, bruh, do something before you start saying you got an issue. You got, what, 5 sacks on the year? I could see if you have like 10, 12 sacks and you were like balking. I think that's the biggest issue.
But Wiggy, that's this roster. That's the issue with Mayo, is you have guys like Keyshawn Booty who are Jalen Polk acting like a-holes when they drop every ball thrown their way and they have no repercussions.
And that's where I 100% agree with you, Curtis, and I believe... And that's why I believe the whole thing when this first happened, it's hard to be, and friends should never be, or players should never be friends with their coaches.
Well, it started, the whole thing started with Matthew Judon ripping his head coach a new one in front of everybody during training camp.
Yeah.
And the coach was like, yeah, he's got the, you know, he should express himself however if he wants to. Wants to berate me in front of everybody. That's his right to do. Like, I mean, that's why would anybody else act differently when they see that happen?
And that's the hottest thing in football today. Because Shine brought up Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. Like, that's the hard thing. Like, you're trying to walk this fine line of trying to relate and be friendly with these guys, but also you have to be their boss.
Well, Gerard said to us when we brought up Polk making some dumb comments, he said, well, we've had to talk to Polk a few times about, you know, comments that he makes.
They keep making them. Talking to him doesn't matter. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, as we've talked about or mentioned already, Pro Bowl voting has already happened in the NFL. One team that did not get a Pro Bowl selection is the Miami Dolphins. Patriots, by the way, did get one. Shout out to Brendan Schooler, another special teamer. Well,
you think Christian Gonzalez should be a Pro Bowl player based on the season that he's had?
Yeah, he could probably slip in there.
I don't know. The other AFC corners that they chose were all pretty good. Like, I mean, he's not better than Pat Surtain.
Yeah. So there's only a few spots. Who's the other one? Surtain and who else?
I think Denzel Ward for Cleveland was on that list. I'm not sure who the other one was. Okay. I'd have to double check. But
anyway,
Jonnu Smith from the Miami Dolphins, former New England Patriot great Jonnu Smith, talked about being snubbed from the Pro Bowl after having a great year in Miami. Here was Jonnu Smith.
I thought I did. It's my first time, ever being, recognized for, a respectable honor. You know what I mean? And, congratulations to all the guys that made it. It was deserving. I guess that's just how these deals work, man.
How surprising is it that no Dolphins made the team?
Listen, I definitely felt, that was kind of a slap in the face. I felt a lot of guys, a few guys were deserving, for sure. And, at the end of the day, we play this game to win championships. And, Pro Bowls, that's actually that comes with it. So, at the end of the day, we'll laugh about it for a few minutes or so. But, we got work to do this weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Slap in the face.
Nah.
Yeah.
For a non-playoff team.
Your performance with that salary was a slap in the face to people here there, Jonnu.
All right. Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, I got another one for you here, Greg. We talked about possible head coaching candidates. As we've stated many times, you're a big fan of Mike Vrabel. I may be prone to more of the offensive guys. One offensive guy that may want to throw his hat back in the ring, Cliff Kingsbury of the Washington Commanders. Here was a discussion he had with the media the other day about possibly being a head coach once again.
Do you want to be a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but yeah, we'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been an awesome place and has really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport.
Okay. Would you be on board, Sean?
I mean, probably not, just because the classic Cliff Kingsbury cliff in the second half of the season scares me a little bit. But what he's done with Jaden Daniels has been remarkable. I mean, it is the most impressive job I think I've seen with a rookie quarterback maybe ever. Yeah. It has been awesome.
We talked about it yesterday, but what that franchise has done has been incredible. And so they had the exact same record that you did last season. And you get yourself a quarterback. You start him week one.
Yep.
You get yourself a new head coach.
Yep. And he's a defensive guy, the head coach.
But you can't compare the rosters, Greg. It's a much better roster. It's a really,
well, it's because they went and spent money in free agency.
Of course. But the Patriots roster is the worst in the
NFL.
Elliott Wolf had the opportunity to change that, Curtis.
Yeah. Well, that's the one who should be fired.
I agree. But
yes, Elliott Wolf should absolutely be fired.
Right. So it's
not just Gerard Mayo.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if Dan Quinn was coaching the Patriots, they have 3 wins.
Right. And we'd be probably saying the same thing. Get Dan Quinn up out of here. Right. And that's why we don't. I get what your point, Greg, of some of like the adjustments that Mayo hasn't been able to make, especially defensively, and you would expect him to do more. But he was dealt a crappy hand, and so you're firing a guy that you really didn't give him an opportunity to be successful because you have zero talent. And you look at the Pro Bowl selections, like there's not even a guy that's even close. And guess what? I probably could make the argument for Jonnu Smith to be a Pro Bowl tight end.
Well, we keep arguing about this, but Bill had 4 wins with the same roster and a tougher schedule. So
that team stunk last year,
right,
too.
Bill has had a million games.
They were in those games.
Right. Bill Belichick came in as a coach after having an experience in Cleveland on a roster that was really good, that won 8 games the year before with Pete Carroll and won 5.
So what's that tell you about a guy? Because you bring up Bill, right? So what's that tell you about the greatest coach that ever coached the game, had 4 wins, versus a guy who's in his first year that might be able to get 4 wins
with
a crappy team?
Tells me that he was forced to draft a quarterback that he didn't want and that the quarterback stunk. And I'm saying that from the island.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, anyway, that's They Said It.
All right.
We'll talk to Jelani Tavai, New England Patriots linebacker, next on a Patriots Friday. Here is Courtney with what is trending right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics pull off a close win in Minnesota, 118-115, the final without Jaylen Brown or Kristaps Porzingis. Anthony Edwards had a chance to tie it with 3.1 remaining on the clock, but his three hit the rim, bounced off. Jason Tatum had a hell of a game with 33 points, while Derek White had 26. Elsewhere in the league, reports are that Jimmy Butler has told the Miami Heat he wants a trade. Butler reportedly doesn't have a list of places he wants to go, indicating he would go anywhere but stay in Miami. The Bruins fell to the Rangers, ending New York's four-game losing streak. Elias Lindholm had the sole goal for the Bees, while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 25 saves in the loss. We have the final team locked in for college football playoff semifinals. Notre Dame took care of Georgia last night in the postponed Sugar Bowl. 23-10 was the final. And it's the final week of the NFL regular season. The Patriots have the Bills at Gillette, 1 p.m. kickoff. We have Jelani Tavai coming up next. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Polar vortex. It's coming. And it's not leaving for about a week. It's going to be freezing. Right now, it feels like 15 in Boston.
Curtis, I'm shocked.
No one loves kitchen clean.
Curtis, I'm shocked.
Yes.
As I was saying, that you have yet to share the AccuWeather polar vortex map with the viewers. If you are watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, there it is.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That is what you're going to get this weekend, Courtney.
Well, that is some rated X in the heartland.
Yeah, that is what AccuWeather has determined the polar vortex looks like.
Wow.
A lot of damage that thing's going to create.
I feel like Courtney's friend is all of a sudden in the Midwest.
Oh, we have movement on that, by the way. Golden Dong coming in.
So anyway, just be aware.
See?
I think you want to. They are suggesting it's going to be most dangerous right there at the tip.
Just the tip.
All right, we're going to talk to Jelani Tavai next. It is a Patriots Friday, the last one of the season, and Jelani Tavai is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And Jelani, good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Has this been one of those seasons that just flies by?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I would hope not.
Well,
Jelani, when you look at this season, I think, and I asked Mayo this on Monday, like the one thing that you believe you guys could have did differently that would have changed your win-loss record. If there's one thing you could point out, if you could go back to do differently now, what do you think that would be?
I don't know, man. I don't live in the what ifs. It's just the little things. It's just the little things. That's what I want to fix.
Jelani, there's been a lot of opinions going into this last game when it comes to people looking forward towards the draft position for you guys. What's that like as a player to hear the outside noise of people wanting you guys to lose in the last game? And how has Jerod Mayo handled that amongst you?
One, we don't listen to outside noise. I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing that we got the pick, so I haven't really been focusing on what can happen in the future. I've been trying to just dial in on making sure that we were prepared for this weekend, and whoever's playing out there against us for the Bills, we just got to make sure that we're prepared to the best of our ability, and we go out there and start the new year right. You know, it's 2025, and I think our New Year's resolution is to just get this win before we go into the offseason.
Jelani, you didn't know that you guys have the number one pick right now?
I mean, I don't pay attention to that stuff. Right now, I'm so focused on making sure that, you know, my body's right for this this game. You know, that's by far more important to me than what's going to happen later on when I'm not here.
We were just discussing.
And when I say not here, that's the offseason.
Yeah. we were just discussing Pro Bowl selections. You think that Christian Gonzalez could have been on that list?
The Pro Bowl, yeah, of course. You know, his film doesn't lie. You know, this guy's been shutting down top receivers, and you know, And if he's not in the all pro selection, then you know, then everybody should be looking straight to him, because that's, I don't know, in my opinion, that's BS. I mean, he's definitely, if not the top corner, then at least in the top five. So, yeah, I think it's kind of, rubbish. I don't know. The Pro Bowl is a really popularity contest at this point. So, you know, I wish our fans would have voted more for him, because he's been having a hell of a year, especially returning from his injury last season.
Jelani, it's been a constant theme from you and your teammates publicly discussing why you like Gerard Mayo as a coach. I'm just curious, if everybody wants him back so badly, why has the team not showed up over these last 3 to 4 weeks?
What do you mean by not showing up?
I mean, the Chargers game was an abomination. I mean, 40-7 at home.
Yeah.
It was. It didn't look like from the outside that it was a bunch of players that were playing to prove why Gerard Mayo should be back next season as head coach of the Patriots.
I don't think that's the problem of guys not showing up. I think the guys showing up. I mean, we're talking about the past few games. You go back to the Bills when we played them. It was by far the best complimentary football that we've been playing since probably, Chicago? And I believe that the Bills are probably, the number two seed in the AFC right now, and they're definitely one of the best teams in the league. So when we talked about what are the things I wish I wanted back, as in the little things, it's those are part of the little things, whether it's, tackling or you know, all security. Those are the little things that bite us in the butt and, you know, put us in a big hole. So I think the guys show up. It's just a matter of us just making sure that we execute. But, yeah, definitely would love to have Gerard back. And, you know, he just brings that light and energy to the guys. So definitely a year of reflection right now, and for guys to just look themselves in the mirror and check themselves that way that – when we get back, or actually for this game, we gotta be at our top game regardless on who's playing. You know, we gotta play the game right.
Jelani, when you have guys come out after the game like Daniel and Kwale say that he saw some quit in players, how do you feel about that? Is that something that you might have saw in guys? I mean, you're getting, like you said, you're getting beat up pretty good, and maybe you see some guys that are kind of looking.
You said, did I see guys quit?
I think Daniel and Kwale said after the game he saw some guys that, you know, on the team that might have checked out a little bit when you guys were getting beat pretty good.
Oh, I didn't. I was too focused on trying to freaking get them to stop scoring. Mm-hmm. I didn't really pay attention to that. I was just frustrated at the fact that we were getting blown out. So I was just in a pissed off mood about it. How the game was going, and that again, that's on us as players. You know, we can't. If guys were checking out and stuff like that, again, it goes back to what I'm saying right now. Is it's on us as players to not allow that to happen. You know, we gotta nip that in the butt. And if we don't, then you know that's what the front office and Mayo's gonna do later on. So. Anybody who's doing that, they got to realize that they're putting themselves in a bad situation.
There were teammates of yours who were frustrated that fans were booing. Does that bother you?
I was, of course. I don't know. I was frustrated. I definitely think I told a fan to quiet down in a non-polite way.
But can you see how, can you see as a player, you know, and I've played before when fans are booing and they're calling for coaches' jobs. Like, can you see, like, I get why fans are doing that when we put a product out that doesn't look that good rather than being, you know, going kind of what Dedrick Wise said and going, all right, these, you know, fans tend to be a little bit spoiled. But do you see the side that the fans are coming from when the product looks bad?
I don't know. There's a reason why they're fans, you know. Everybody can say what they think that we should be doing, but in the long end, they're not they're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing, or you know, or whatever the Caps are doing. You know, the fans. Like, and I appreciate them at times, but sometimes they just gotta know their place and just, you know, understand that it's a work in progress. Rome wasn't built in one day, you know, and there's been like I said before in another interview, there's been teams that have shown, you know, a work in progress team, you know, like the Lions, what, 4 years ago when Dan Campbell took over, what were their record?
They had 3 wins.
Yeah. Right. Do you guys remember what their record was?
Yeah, 3-13, I believe it was.
Okay. And then these past 2 years, I'm not trying to compare, but that's a goal that we're trying to develop here in this new, like, regime. You know, that's the mission, you know, to get to where, you know, or to get to how the Lions are, you know, improving, you know, because that's the type of team that we see ourselves as a playoff contender, and you know, unfortunately, that's not, like, this year. So,
but Jelani, I would say that game last Saturday was a miserable day. I mean, it was gross. It was raining. It was disgusting. The fans that showed up have more than earned the ability to express their displeasure with a product on the field that has gotten worse.
They can do that. They can do that. And then I, as a player, can tell them the same thing. I'm the one breaking my back right now. So, like, what, I don't have an opinion? From what I'm hearing?
Yeah. That's a good point, Jelani, but like David Andrews was asked about it, and he said these people are paying good money to watch good football, and that's not the product that's on the field right now. So it's interesting to hear.
100%. That's not what we're like. Like I said, we're not trying to put this film out there.
Right.
You know, we're not. That's not our goal. That's not our mission. Because if we keep putting film on like that, none of us will have a job. And it's not. And it doesn't. It has nothing. It doesn't entirely point fingers to Mayo. It points to everybody on the field, whoever, coaches, players, and front office. So it's not a everybody point the finger at Mayo, you know, fire him. And when I hear that, it's like, F everybody who's on the field, because you guys, you know, you guys suck. That's what I'm hearing. And you know, as a player, like, whoever was a former player, like, you should know the feeling, like, if you hear that, like,
that was
you're gonna feel, yeah, like, riled up.
Well, you, when I heard,
you know,
that,
you're not gonna,
yeah,
I've no hard feelings to fans, but like at that moment, of course I'm gonna be upset, because I got Mayo's back, and I know he's been having he has our back, because he goes in every media or whatever, and he's taking the fault, you know. So he's not at fault alone at this. Like, this is on everybody who's in this organization, you know. And we're striving to do better, and I know that we will do better.
Yeah, I remember my playing days when people booed me because I was playing bad. I looked at it and go, like, all right, I deserved everything I'm getting because of the performance I put out there. So, you know, that's kind of where I was as a player. You know, I never was upset when people booed me and I performed bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, as I said at the start,
right,
it has been a long season,
yeah,
and we are looking forward to Sunday and looking forward to what is ahead for this football team. And to you, Jelani, we say thank you for taking the time with us every single Friday.
I appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful start to you guys' year.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Yes, sir. And
stay
healthy. I believe you owe us. You said at one point,
Moose of Bees.
Yeah, said you were going to come in here. We're going to get some Hawaiian rolls, get some Spam. You were going to cook up something for us. And I mean, we're a year. We're still waiting. A year later, Jelani.
they're moving up our meetings. I'm cutting time.
All right. I understand. Well, we'll see if we can get you out of a meeting and in here at some point. We appreciate it. All right. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
All right. There you go. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
But
Dedrick Wise said it last week too. I don't get it. Like, I remember as a player,
it's an entire different generation, man.
Like, if you boot it me is, because I was playing poorly, I
he doesn't
get
think,
it.
He doesn't think, and I really like the guy. I keep saying this every time, Curtis. I really like Jerome.
I got to tell you.
I like the guy.
That was one of the more shocking interviews I have ever heard by an athlete in Boston in my entire life.
That's the way that team feels.
You're yelling at a fan. The people that stood in that stadium last week in that miserable weather, in the middle of vacation, the middle of time people get out of here, and they're saying to you that you stink because you stunk.
Yeah.
And your reaction is to yell at the fan?
I'd have yelled right back, you goddamn right we stink. Man, we do stink. But I think that's
we wasn't
stink,
that.
We stink like castor oil in the belly button.
But has no spell.
It goes to, and this is where I think, and this is where I said, like, all right, where I feel like Mayo might have gone wrong. Because when you do stink, then just admit, like, I get why fans are booing us. I get why a fan saying, hey, you want me fired. Because the performance that I'm putting out on the field, and I get what he's saying. Like, you're out there busting your ass, yeah. And I get it.
Who cares? Everybody, but the guy who's...
That's the nature of the beast.
The guy who's driving the work right now for the electric company is busting his ass.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm saying, I get...
Nobody's paying to watch him... To string the light up on the telephone
right.
pole.
But I
this is what it goes back to, and it's why I asked it this way. All these guys, Tavai, you name the player, they say they love Mayo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have the ability to do something about it. Not the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gotten worse.
And you know what I was going to ask him, too, but then you guys got into it, so I didn't. I was going to ask him because... Curtis, they might not have the ability to do something about it, because I was going to say, does he feel like... that they have the talent to be a team that could be a playoff team. I don't think they can do anything.
But he would have said yes. Like,
right.
I don't know. That interview, like Jerod Mayo's interview on Monday, mm-hmm. completely different person than what we've seen in the weeks past. Like, the way, like, he was combative. There is something going on in that locker room.
I just think they're probably sick of hearing about it, but I'm sorry. That's what you signed up for.
Well, when your team stinks, like, that's what you're going to hear. I guarantee those guys in Detroit, and he's talking about Dan Campbell's first year.
Is that Mayo's message in the locker room, by the way, that we're going to be Detroit, that we're going to be the Detroit Lions soon?
I don't know. I found it interesting. He didn't know they had the first overall pick, but knew immediately that the Buffalo Bills were the number two seed.
He knew that they have the first overall pick. Like,
why would he say they don't? That he doesn't?
Because he.
Well, you know what? Listen,
wasn't he on those Lions teams that sucked? By the way,
yes. He was on the Matt Patricia.
Yeah,
Lions
he wasn't.
Teams.
Yeah, he wasn't on the Dan Campbell.
You've been on the bads of both of those teams.
But I will say this as a former player, you generally like I couldn't tell you what picks we might have had. Like, you know,
even if you have the number one.
Yeah, because you're like, you don't really like focus on it. You just know that you have a high pick. You don't know exactly which one it is. He just knows that we have a top five pick, but he doesn't know exactly where. I get that part of it. I just don't get the part of players being upset when fans are booing them when they're putting a bad product on the field.
Also, my guy pissed me off when he said he didn't know who the former player was on this show. I mean,
that's all right.
Patriot history.
Yeah, well, you
the
know.
Man started the dynasty.
No,
the man started the dynasty.
I get it.
How do you not know who Jerome Wiggins is?
A lot of people might not know Jerome. I mean, some Jermaine people.
Wiggins has turned into a weapon here the last couple weeks.
I guarantee you.
There's Wiggy screaming at a fan. Oh, wait. That was Tavai.
I guarantee you, if you have Jalen Polk, you know who Gronk is. He might be like, who's
See,
that?
You just, like, here's a text from Rhode Island on the Subaru of New England text line. That says, did Jelani Tavai really say that I need to know my place as a fan?
That's exactly quote unquote.
Yeah.
And that Rome wasn't built in a day, and that always works. You remember when they had that with the big dig on 93? They said if Rome was built in a day, we would have hired their contractors.
That's just an unfortunate way to say that. Like,
no, it's how he feels.
Huh? It's the message from the top down.
Right? Well, that's why I believe there needs to be a change.
And listen, I'm on the belief now that I would not be shocked if there wasn't. But the difference between, and this is, I only can go to what I know. The difference between when I was coached by guys like Parcells, guys like Belichick, the difference was they would get in front of the media and go, we suck. We all suck. We can't block nobody. We can't tackle nobody. We got receivers who can't catch footballs. Like, those are the things that Parcells would literally say that to you in practice. He would say that to whether it was Jumbo Elliott. It didn't matter. Keyshawn Johnson. And Bill would do the same thing. And I think the way Mayo goes about doing it,
it's coddling people.
But it's not that long ago, Wiggy, where we're talking about players. And I recognize Devin McCourty is a uniquely great leader and person. However, Greg, years ago, had him on the show, and the team got booed. I remember it vividly. And you know what he said? They booed Brady. They'll boo everybody.
Yeah.
Just have to play better.
Yeah.
And it was such an easy way to just say, well, if they're going to boo him, then they're going to boo me.
Yeah.
We'll move on. And I just view this as the organizational rot that has brought what was once the model franchise in American team sports to players yelling at fans in the rain when they're losing by 40
at home. And Brady would have said after the game, I deserved every boo I was getting because I played like crap.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference because it all
started. Well, that's why David Andrews still is the way that he
is. Right, but it started with when Dedrick Wise kind of said, like, you know, that fans are spoiled. And when you have that mixed success, yeah, you are spoiled. But that's part of the games. Like, that comes with the territory. You know, it's like somebody who goes, who's, you know, like Beyonce going, oh, I don't like the paparazzi taking pictures of me. Well, guess
also,
what? That comes with the territory.
Also, to be pissed off, he was pissed off about the question about guys quitting.
Right.
It's your teammate who said it.
Yeah.
It's not us.
I don't know if we have the audio where he said, and we talked about this last week, and I think we even asked
it's his guy.
Mayo about it.
We did.
It's his guy. Yeah. Who said it?
Yeah.
This is Ricardo from Taunton. Hey, Ricardo. Oh, all right. I don't know what happened to him.
Happy Friday.
What a perfect way to end Patriots Friday
Can
this season.
Can you imagine? Jeez.
Can you play that again?
Happy Friday.
This is Walter from Worcester. Hey, Walter.
Oh, man, I'm telling you guys, that was gold. Curtis, I listen to this show a lot for everybody, but I listen to it for you, and thank you for coming out here. If I was a lawyer, that's what I was. Exhibit A as to why this coach should go, Jabari Tavai. Know your place. Know your place. Unbelievable.
Fans should know their place. That's the attitude, unfortunately, that I think they have top to bottom.
Just said it. It comes from where? It comes from the top.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
And Greg,
do you think they do a Hawaiian shirt day today?
Here's what he said. This is Daniel Aquali, defensive tackle for the Patriots, when he was talking to Andrew Callahan. He said, I feel like towards the end of the fourth quarter, some of the guys just give up, and some guys played in the end to the whistle. To speak for myself, I've seen a lot of stuff out there. It feels like a lot of guys started giving up when things got hot.
Yeah.
You know,
how dare you, as a fan who have supported this team in good and bad and paid good money for it, say anything about it?
Yeah.
How dare you? Because you never played the game.
Well, I played the game, and I would say this. I would have welcomed the boos in the sense that if you're playing poorly and you're dropping balls, like, I get why you're booing me. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And you know what they say, Greg? And it was said by President Bush after 9/11. Adversity introduces us to ourself, and you are seeing what this team is made of, and it ain't pretty.
That is so – that makes me so mad that that's the attitude.
But that is
like, get out of here, dude.
That's the part where I do blame Mayo, because what Mayo did when he said this team was soft, and I guess that was the London game, stand on it.
Yeah.
We are soft. Oh. We played soft. And so now players will see the head coach not backpedaling and going, well, I didn't mean it like that. And then when they do play bad, or when you have one player go, yeah, some of the guys did quit out there.
Well, and they had some players that said, well, Gerard's told us that behind the scenes. So Gerard should have stood on it because he's saying that.
This is Evan from Maine, my adopted home continent. Hello, Evan.
Good Good morning. Thanks for the call, guys. It's really frustrating to listen to an interview like that. It's a microcosm of what's wrong with the organization. And for me, the one thing I'll agree with Tavai on is that there's plenty of blame to go around, but it starts with the Crafts. And for this supposedly great businessman to not have the foresight to put the right people in place to change the organizational structure is really what the issue is. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was enlightening.
Very interesting.
Unbelievable.
Well, we are going to take a break. We will get to the...
We're all cheering in the suite Sunday. Yeah. No booze.
Yes.
I don't like to boo anyway. No. But I know my place. Yeah. And it's by the popcorn.
Yeah. Do you know your place?
I know my place.
You've never played
loud
the game.
And clear. Yeah.
All right. We will get to Courtney and today's news next.
Happy Friday.
We will get to the news, I promise, probably at 8 in 10 minutes because we remain somewhat aghast about what occurred on this radio show moments ago when speaking with Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots and when he suggested that fans who may boo at a sporting event should know their place.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
That literally is their place. Like, that's the job description.
Comes with the price of the ticket.
Yeah.
Is the opportunity to express your displeasure with the performance of the football team.
The defense's job, I don't know if this is, everybody's been made this, this has been made clear to people, is to prevent people from scoring. That's their job. And they allowed 40 points to a team that came in and scored 7 against you last year.
He's got a newborn. Probably didn't get much sleep last night.
It reminds me of how far, sadly, this franchise has fallen. Like,
Do you think it's the franchise, though, or do you think that that's players across the league right now? That the younger player, and not even really that Jelani's young when it comes to, you know,
he's
the
NFL.
He's
not even in the younger generation of player.
See, I don't think it's the players. I don't think it's the younger players. I think it's one thing and one thing only, and it's the head coach. Ooh. And it's the culture that they create. Because
you
remember
see how pissed off fans are though?
Yeah.
Like you see the Subaru of New England text line, you see the phones. Mm-hmm. Honestly, how dare you? You're going to sit there and tell me that if I want to boo because you guys are getting blown out,
right,
that I need to know my place?
Because remember,
he's a nice guy, but how does that, David Andrews, we talked about it yesterday. We played the audio. David Andrews is like, you know what? We're not playing well, so they're going to boo.
Right.
And then he cited a game they lost as a reason to be optimistic.
Well, David Andrews ain't playing, but the difference is fans have booed before. We just talked about it. Fans had booed Brady and they've booed other, but the difference is that the guy who is the top of the culture creating and the head coach, when asked about it after the game, would say, "We stunk. We couldn't coach. We couldn't block. So when players then would trickle down, there was the same type of players. Last year they were getting booed, but when the players were asked about it, they probably were like, yeah, we deserve it.
Patriots fans need to know their place. And that place is Patriot Place, with several different shops and restaurants open daily morning to night.
We're giving free parking to anyone that doesn't boo.
This is Sean from Quincy. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
So as far as knowing my place was Steve Grogan. I sat in the stands during the snowplow game. I was watching a game with my kids when Wiggy made all those catches in the snowball game. I was with my kids at Disney World when they won the first Super Bowl. And then I watched with my entire family all the rest of the Super Bowls. So guess what? I know my place, Jelani Tavai.
Yeah.
And your place shouldn't be on the field because the product you guys are putting out is horrible. This is going to go down as one of the worst teams in Patriots football history. So our place is to tell you guys your product is terrible. Mr. Kraft, do something about it. Spend the money you need to spend and put a product on the field that this region can be proud of again. Yep. That's all. Thank you.
I was watching that game from afar, Greg, and the Chargers debacle.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I thought, Kraft should give everybody in this building at this point of the fourth quarter free tickets next season. Like, that was, yeah. it looked like hell. You're standing in this pouring rain, gross weather day.
Yeah.
And you're doing whatever you can to remain as loyal. The people that Jelani Tavai is discussing right now are the diehard of all diehards that were outside in that weather paying their hard-earned money so that you can put out a product that's somewhat worth watching.
But it sounds like they think that it is a privilege for you to watch them when it ought to be a privilege for them to play for you. That's what it sounds like. It's
yeah, as long as you don't, as long as I've always been like, as long as you don't cross the line, you can boo and tell me how bad I suck and can't catch a cold and whatever. I have no issues with that because I know that comes with the game. The same way when I do make a good play, you'll stand up and cheer and you'll you know, you'll tell stories about how, you know, I missed the birth of my first kid to watch you guys do this. So
this is Kyle from Lowell. Hello, Kyle.
Happy Friday. Real quick, Jelani, I mean, Curtis, this is going to break your heart, but this Jelani Tavai is the exact example of why Bill Belichick is so great. Last year, he was probably a top 10 linebacker in the NFL, not because of talent. The guy is short of any type of talent. But this year, Gerard Mayo's new head coach with DeMarcus, whatever the guy's name is, he's not even the top 50 linebacker's PPF rating. Yeah. Jelani Tavai should keep his mouth shut. You're the most overrated player I've ever seen come through Patriots history. Just because Bill Belichick was your coach, you ever had any success. And it's sickening to hear him come on the radio station and talk like that. You know what, Jelani? You are the definition of soft. Because when you're losing down 40, you wouldn't say anything to your teammates, but you go yell at a fan, you little baby.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah, well, I can't believe
Happy Friday.
I can't believe he was yelling at a fan.
Yeah.
He's letting
saying things that he can't repeat. Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah. My God.
He's letting the emotion, and part of it is the emotion of where the call is right, where he's having a bad season, and he's feeling like he's knowing that the guy who's or the gal, whoever was calling him out, is right because he's not performing at the level he should be performing at, and so that he let his emotions get the best of him.
All right, well, wrapping up Patriots Fridays with a bang with Jelani Tavai. We should probably, you want to do a rare content replay on that, Curtis?
Yeah.
I think we should. I want to get that, like, tattooed under my arm.
Maybe we'll do that come 9 o'clock.
They should hire me as a consultant on how to handle the media.
Media-wise.
That would be a good...
After, like losses and wins. Yes.
And Greg, in the proof that the world is just one big, you know, sim, John Dennis had Media-wise, where he told people how to do that.
That's right.
So Wiggy can join in those great footsteps.
Yes, it's not hard to just take accountability of it. Yeah.
No, you take accountability and you move on, and it ends. That's the other, like, hint.
That is it.
If you sit there and say, yeah, I understand why they were booing because we suck, that ends. It ends the interview.
That's it.
Let me key in on the secrets. All right, we got to take a break. But we will finally get to Courtney in today's news next.